A state MP has proposed a radical idea to try to get younger Australians to vote. 25% of Australians aged between 18 and 24 are not registered to vote. That's around 500,000 people. Alex Greenwich, the independent MP for Sydney, believes we need to do something about it. He says young people should not be allowed to get their driver's licence unless they're enrolled to vote. And the same would go for a proof of age card. So you're not going to go buying alcohol or driving a car unless you're voting. Alex Greenwich, independent MP for Sydney's on the line. Alex, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Where did this one come from, apart from trying to solve that problem of the 500,000 people aged 18 to 24 who are not registered?
Well, I was a part of a conference of 200 young leaders in Canberra run by Junkie Media over the weekend. And a key issue was the fact that there are 500,000 people between 18 to 24 who are not enrolled to vote. And how do we do it? We know that lots of money has been spent on campaigns to encourage people to enroll to vote. But for whatever reason, whether it's laziness or disengagement, people aren't doing it. So what I want to see us putting in place is a proactive measure that automates people's enrolment on the electoral roll, and then that's done when they engage with government agencies, whether it be, you know, when Services New South Wales were getting their driver's licence or indeed other government agencies.
I was just talking to Christopher Pyne and Anthony Albanese a short time ago, and I threw up this idea. One of them pointed out that driving is voluntary, voting is compulsory, so they are a little different in that regard. And also, driving is a state matter, voting in a federal election, for example, is a federal matter. There seems to be a little bit of confusion there, but nothing that can't be overcome, you believe?
Exactly. You know, currently in New South Wales, we have a smart roll process which automatically enrolls people for local and state elections when people are in high school, or indeed when they go to change their driver's license or their proof of age card. We do know, though, that when people turn 18, they do need some kind of legal ID, and that is either usually a proof of age card or a driver's license. Whether it's voluntary or not, people want this ID. And it's at that point that we should be enrolling people to vote, because there are 500,000 people, for whatever reason, are not having their voice heard, and it's important that politicians are speaking to that cohort of people.
Do we really want them to vote if they don't really care anyway?
You know, if you're feeling a bit disenfranchised, we have to know why that's the case. And I think we need to have a competition amongst the parties and independents for that cohort of voters.
But it's not always being disenfranchised. It's being a kid. It's being 16 or 17.
We're talking about 18, 19. We're talking about 22, 21. And, you know, there are people who are not on the roll because they want to avoid a fine. There are people who are not on the roll who want to be, who could be
sure.
lazy.
Do you support the idea floated by Bill Shorten to lower it to 16?
I think our first issue is getting people who are already young people on the roll. I don't understand why we want to increase the cohort of people who aren't on the electoral roll.
Okay.
I do support younger people voting, but I think we need a process of how we're actually going to get people on the electoral roll, engaged in politics, and I think the first step is removing that barrier of the fact that for whatever reason, there's 500,000 voters who are not on the electoral roll.
All right, well, it's one from outside the square. I'm keen to get some feedback on it this afternoon. Nice to talk to you, Alex. Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
Alex Greenwich, the independent MP for Sydney.